He climbed down as well. What was it with men and fisticuffs? Every tavern brawl ended this way. One idiot bolstering the foolishness of the next, until a chaotic mob erupted.
On any other day I'd indulge you, friends.
Bree grinned as the first fae rounded on her. She hadn't had a chance to train during the last 2 days, due to constant travel. Normally, she'd let him get a few swings in and correct his careless movements, even while besting him. But not this day. She had to reach the palace and find out how bad the situation was after the attack. The Western Court Queen was dead. That's all Bree knew for certain. Delta had frantically called upon her through her magical fae fires, begging for her help. Bree had already been on the Western Court border, fighting Baelorn's cursed blue witches in Valtine. The aches of that battle still echoed through her muscles, even as she rode with haste toward the Western capital. The youngest fae swung wildly and Bree easily stepped out of his reach. She waited for his momentum to pull him to the side before she stepped in, throwing out a quick punch. She connected with his jaw and kicked him in the gut for good measure. He tumbled backward into the scrub brush, groaning as he clutched his stomach. He'd be fine, but he was wise enough to stay down. A hand landed on her shoulder and she grabbed the wrist, instinctively twisting until her attacker cried out at the unnatural angle of his arm. It wasn't dislocated, but it would hurt every time he moved it for the next few weeks. They didn't know how many years she and her twin brother, Talhan, had spent perfecting that move. She swept his leg out from under him, and he slammed down into the gravel. Plumes of white dust lifted around him as Bree looked up to the father. He held his dagger out at her, wide-eyed at the speed with which she had incapacitated his comrades.
"I don't want to hurt you," she said, scowling at the fae clutching his arm and the other groaning from where he sat in the underbrush.
She eyed the silver-haired fae and his dagger, her voice dripping with menace as she said,
"Now, you can move your wagon, or I can move it for you. What do you choose?"
He swallowed, his hands trembling as he sheathed his dagger. Bravado gone, the two injured men rose and darted back to the wagon. Bree nodded.
"Good."
She mounted her horse, who'd been hastily grazing in the scrub. Perhaps when this horse was too exhausted to keep up with her grueling pace, stealing a new horse in the next town was better than trying to buy one. She couldn't stop, and she didn't want her recognizable face to start a fight in every town she passed. The forests in the rain shadow of the high mountains were home to mostly Western humans and witches. They barely gave a second glance. But as the forests turned a sprawling savanna, more fae towns popped up along the road to Swifthill. The closer she got to the capital, the more her presence would draw unwanted attention. The sound of Delta's pleading voice rattled through her mind. "I need your help, Bree. Please." She would have bet a mountain of gold that Delta would never utter those words. The attack on the Western Court Palace must have been devastating. How many traitors had infiltrated Queen Thorne's court? Bree would need to be wary of them all. As the wagon rolled out of the bottleneck, clearing her path, she braced for what was to come. She would fight her way through the capital to get to Delta if she had to. The queen's assassins had never been found, and the princess barely survived the attack. Bree needed to reach the palace before the traitors came back to finish what they started. She was ready for this journey to be over and to wash off the stink of horse, but the sight of her birthplace was no relief. The landscape morphed from forests blanketed in frost to arid red soil with spiky shrubs. The sun baked down, fighting away the winter chill. Cloak discarded, she urged her weary horse onward toward the high sandstone walls and cursed herself for coming. She reminded herself once more of who she was to these people. Briat, a catalyst, was an enemy, banished on her first day of her life.